Earth and Sky.
Wednesday, June 27th. At nightfall tonight, you'll find the moon in the southeast.
And fairly close to tonight's moon, you'll see a super bright point of light. That'll be Jupiter, which is more massive than all the planets, moons, and asteroids in our solar system combined. Some people call Jupiter a failed star, but it'd need a lot more mass to become a star, some 80 times more mass, before hydrogen and its core would fuse into helium, causing Jupiter to shine.
Even if you put 100 Jupiters together, you'd still have only 10% of the sun's mass. Such low-mass stars are called red dwarfs. Although red dwarf stars are thought to be the most common kind of star in our Milky Way galaxy, not a single red dwarf can be seen with the eye alone. Red dwarf stars are just too small and dim to see without optical aid.
Look between the moon and Jupiter tonight, and you'll spot a star on the opposite end of the possible range in star masses. This is a red supergiant star, Antares, the brightest star in the constellation Scorpius.
Red supergiants are as rare as red dwarfs are common. But we can see stars like Antares with relative ease because, unlike red dwarfs, red supergiant stars are among the largest and brightest stars in the galaxy. Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.